You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24/7 home of the Black and Gold, SNR, Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back to The Drive. I'm Dale Lally. He is Matt Williamson. And Matt, the Steelers kicking off their rookie mini camp today over at the UPMC Rooney Sports Complex. A couple of interesting names that are there. A couple of veteran guys, more veteran guys, I should say.
Okay.
First one to me, so they've got Nick Boyle, the former Ravens tight end. He's trying out as a long snapper.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. That may be great if he could do both. You know,
that's what I'm thinking. Like he's listed at 270 pounds as a player. He was a big blocking tight end.
Yeah.
He's dropped some of that weight to be more flexible to long snap.
We could run down and cover punts and things. I mean, you got to go run.
You could kill two birds with one stone there if you figure out a way. If he's good enough to be a long, that's a first and foremost. He has to be good enough to be a long snapper. But if that's the case, if it's close, you might keep him. Just because.
That's what I say. Is if it's close, then he gets the benefit of the doubt. Like, you'd know better than I would, but it sure seems like they're happy with Christian Kuntz. You know, he does a fine job, and maybe he's an A-minus long snapper. I frankly don't know. But if Boyle's a B and he can do other stuff, well, Christian, you might be out of luck.
It's a strange transition. It's one you don't often see, a guy who's in his ninth year in the NFL, and all of a sudden he's going to try to make it as a long snapper.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Has he ever been a team's number one? I'm sure he's always.
I don't believe he has. He did it in college.
Okay.
He has that, and he's been a tight end.
Yeah.
You know, but the thing is, again, if he can hone that a little bit, he knows what it takes to play in the NFL.
I was gonna say there's value there though, and I give him all the credit in the world for reinventing himself a little bit too.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, he's made enough money in his career.
Mm-hmm. And he can also be like on your kickoff team and kick return team and certainly field goal team and things like that.
Yeah, there's a lot of value there. Obviously, right. You know, he can go out there and not just be the long snapper, but run down and on kickoffs, as you mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Now, whether you want your long snapper doing that, if you only have one active on game day, is another story.
True. But no, I mean, he knows what it takes to be in the NFL. And as you said, he's had, a 9-year career? That's not an accident.
No, right. The other guy that they have in their camp roster this year, Bryce Perkins.
Oh, really? The UCLA running back?
No, Bryce Perkins, the quarterback.
Oh, I was thinking of Paul Perkins from like 10 years ago.
Yeah. He might be a little too old. But Bryce Perkins actually started a game and won it last year for the Rams.
Okay. Now I know who you're talking about. Yeah. He has, and he's been an emergency quarterback type guy.
Yeah. But like, if you go into the seat, like, I would assume, and I don't know anything here. I mean, they'll sign five or six guys who are here for tryouts this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those would be two that I would look at and say, you're probably, if I'm the Steelers, I at least give Nick Boyle come to camp. And the same with Bryce Perkins. Like, hey, we're going to keep four quarterbacks here. Why not keep the guy who's actually played in NFL games?
Yeah. Sitting here thinking about paths to the roster. We talked about Boyle, but what if Gentry gets hurt in the first preseason game? Boyle might be almost a lock to make the team.
Yeah.
Perkins is probably your third best quarterback today.
Yeah. I mean, he's done it. He's lined up in stadiums, as Mike Tomlin likes to say.
Yeah.
And his only start last year, he won it for the Rams.
Okay.
That Rams team was awful.
And that, yeah, that was not a good situation. And we're not saying that he's a diamond in the rough or he's going to be their long-term backup, but he might make the team.
Yeah, I mean, as third quarterbacks go,
mm-hmm.
having a guy like that who's you know, played snaps, I mean, you know, is he Mason Rudolph? No.
No, right.
But, you know, if you had to play him or he had to be your number two, if something were to happen to your starter, okay, at least you mm-hmm. get a guy who's lined up and played in the NFL as opposed to, hey, we got to start Skylar Thompson this week.
Yeah, right. And he's a good athlete, too, and he's been around the block a little bit.
Yeah, so yeah, I thought that was interesting that, you know, those are two of the guys that that they had here. There's some other names there that, you know.
Is Akeem Butler there?
No, the first of all, you're only allowed to have six veteran guys.
Yeah.
If you know, in for rookie tryouts and those kind of things. Secondly, the XFL guys can't sign until the 15th.
Okay. I was curious about that. You and I haven't had that conversation.
Yeah, that's next week. So a lot of people were freaking out about that. Not saying it is going to happen, not saying it isn't going to happen, but okay. those XFL guys can't sign until next week.
Okay. So that's all rumor and speculation, but
yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Interesting.
Yeah. So, you know, I think we'll see some of these guys sign them and they get some, again, interesting bodies in there now.
Can you explain this to our listeners? Cause I don't know that everyone quite gets it. Yes, you know, your draft picks are there. You know, I mean, Joey Porter Jr. is there, as are the rookies, and your undrafted free agents that you signed to a contract. But there's also a tryout going on, you know.
Right. They'll invite a bunch of guys in. Those guys will sign a waiver, and they'll get an opportunity. And they're guys that they liked or have some kind of ties to. But they don't want to give them a contract yet. They want to see, hey, we want to come in. We want you to come in, see how you learn. We have four guys at your position that we're going to take a look at, and we're probably going to sign one of you.
We're considering bringing you to camp.
Yeah. They've found guys that way in the past.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Duck Hodges was one. Another guy, was the linebacker out of West Virginia. I'm blanking on his name right now.
Wes Miller to fill us in.
Yeah. I mean, but he played 6 years in the league. You know, so you find guys like that just come in and make your roster and help make you better. Does that mean they're going to have a long career? No. But
no, of course not. But they might put an NFL uniform on, be in a stadium, like you said, you know?
Yeah. So
I know one thing teams are doing more this year just from reading, and I don't know if the Steelers are or not, nor do I really care, but I think it's a good way to do it, is especially your early draft picks are going to do very, very little on the field. They'll do a lot of board work, coaching stuff, learn the system. And then these tryout guys will do more on the field stuff, you know?
That's not really the way the Steelers do it. They treat them all the same. Like, their rookie mini camp is to get the rookies ready to practice when the veterans come in.
I put words in your mouth, but I've heard you say this before, and I like the way that it comes across. Like, rookie mini camp gets you ready for mini camp,
right?
You're ready for training camp.
Yeah, you want these guys. That's why they bring in a number of veteran guys. Like, their first year players are all guys that have been on their practice squad, and they have those guys come to these rookie mini camps, and they kind of lead the way.
Okay.
Here's how we run this drill. Here's what we're going to do now. Okay. The horn just went off. Okay. Now we go over here. So you don't have your rookies running around like it's the Keystone Cops. You know, when the veterans are in
practice
there.
You're
wasting your veteran players' time trying to tell the rookie how to line up.
Well said. Well said. Plus, hey, Broderick Jones, if you threw Broderick Jones without any of that stuff into first day of training camp, that's like algebra without pre-algebra, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And you want to get the calculus.
And the thing is, you want these guys, you want those rookie draft picks, you want to give them the best opportunity to play right away and contribute right away. Well, you do that by, you know, giving them these quizzes, this little learning situation this weekend. Again, the position coaches are out there doing all the same drills that they'll do when we start doing our training or our OTA shows in a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. They're doing the same drills for this rookie mini camp that they're going to do for that one. But they're giving, okay, we're going to do it slowly here for rookie mini camp. We're going to go through the drill. But in 2 weeks from now, when we do this drill again, you're going to know exactly what's expected from you.
Yeah, and you're a rookie center, and in drill one, the nose tackle's lined up directly over you. In drill two, he shifts to a shade. Now you got to change your blocking technique a little bit, but we're not going to give you the cheat sheet for that. You're supposed to know that by now. Or, you know, the wide receiver, well, this is cover two. We ran it against man, but you need to sit down and cover two and not run through it. We expect you to know that by now. And kind of as you mentioned, it doesn't sound like a big thing, but it sure is to coaches, especially on a very strict time budget. Learning how to practice like an NFL player doesn't come overnight.
It's huge. Right. And you only have, because of the way that the CBA is now,
it's minimal, right?
You have minimal time to work with these guys. And if you're not getting it, especially if you're, you know, one of these undrafted guys or something, you're not going to be around.
Well, you can get guys hurt. You're wasting your linebackers coach time telling them how to drill. You know, we don't need you to go 100% run through a wall every snap, or you're going to hurt Cam Hayward, and then I'm going to kill you. You know,
and we get 2 hours a day on the field. Mm-hmm. It's not like before where, okay, we got a morning session, then we got an afternoon session. No, this is important stuff. And we don't have time. I don't have time to explain it to you five times.
Not yet, exactly. You need to know now, which I always feel bad for those guys, because you're also not as talented as the people you're competing against more often than not. You've never done it before. You're just trying to stand out in any way possible that they talk about you. So you're not going to be like, they told me to go 75%. I'll go 75% and not look good. You know, like it's a tough situation, you know, if you can't even get into a preseason game.
By the way, Terrence Garvin was the guy I was thinking of before.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
A linebacker, basically a safety turn linebacker. Hey, Matt Miller ranked the top 100 best 2023 NFL draft pick steals and team fits. I thought we'd buzz through that. There's several of the Steelers picks ranked very highly on this list. His number one steal in the draft, Jaxon Smith-Njigba to the Seahawks at 20. Really? Like he had him as his pre-draft ranking on him was number 5, and they got him down at 20. That's pretty good. That. Yeah.
I mean, we both thought there was a slim chance he'd be there at 17.
Which he was. So go figure. Yeah. His number 2 steal was C.J. Stroud to the Texans.
Yes. You took him at 2.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Jalen Carter was number 3.
Okay. I mean, I thought he was the best player in the draft, but we know why he didn't go first overall or
right.
A couple.
His hard number
steal in the top 10.
Yeah. His number 4 steal, and this was really value because, he was picked 32, Joey Porter Jr.
Wow. Okay.
He had him ranked as his number 15 player overall, and he went 32nd. So that is good value. That's basically the same distance as Jaxon Smith-Njigba being his 5th rated player and getting him at 20. 15 picks later.
I mean, there's many episodes of The Drive people could go back and look where both of us said Porter at 17. Okay. You know,
Devin Witherspoon was 5. Bijan Robinson was 6. Bryce Young, 7. Will Anderson, 8. Anthony Richardson, 9. So, I mean, some of these weren't really steals. John Michael Schmitz at 10 to the Giants. He went with the 57th pick. And Miller had him ranked as his 38th best player.
The Giants, much like the Steelers, are getting very good post-draft grades, and I understand it. I mean, they needed interior line help, that it's immediate help, and you get him at 57. Great.
At 11 was Hendon Hooker. At pick 68, Miller had him ranked 27th.
Hooker, wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, even if you had him in the 30s somewhere or 40 – they get him they get him in the third round.
You get him in the third round.
That's great value. So he had Devin Achane as his 90th ranked player. And he says it was a steal. Maybe this is the best fit kind of thing for the Dolphins to get him at pick 384. Well, it's not a steal. So it had to be the right fit.
Exactly. So I host a podcast, Locked On Dynasty, and we did all of our pre-draft rookie ranks. And I was very low on Achane. And going into the draft, I said, the only way I'll boost him is if he happens to land with the Dolphins. Because I just think his team fit is off the charts perfect for him. So in that light, I understand what he's saying here.
The thing with me with Achane is all those outside runs, and I think he averaged like 9 yards per carry on outside runs at Texas A&M. Well, he's not going to do that in the NFL.
No, he won't. And again, I like the scheme fit. They will, you know, he'll get the jet motion stuff. They'll throw him the football. The backs in front of him aren't particularly great. His style of run is very Raheem Mostert, stick your foot in the ground, run as fast as you can, and smack into something. You know, but still, tiny backs don't usually produce.
Not really, yeah.
Yeah.
His number 13 best fit or bargain was Broderick Jones to the Steelers.
Yeah. I really thought they had no chance at the guy.
No, I mean, I wrote about it in the lead up to the draft. I'm like, well, you're probably not going to have an opportunity to get one of the top tackles because they'll be gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought the cost to move up to get one of those guys was going to be much more than what it ended up being.
Yeah.
Like, I'm thinking you're probably going to have to give up a second.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah, something second, even if you have to give up your third, that's probably more than you're going to want to give up. Right. They give up a four.
Yeah, what was it, 120 overall or something like that? Right.
But which is nothing.
Really?
It
was a good draft to trade up.
14 is Christian Gonzalez. 15, Jalin Hyatt to the Giants. 16, Darnell Wright to the Bears.
Okay. That's a scheme fit, too.
That's a scheme fit, yeah.
20th player that went 10th. I mean, that's not a steal.
Right.
I mean, nobody says that's a steal, but he's a big mauling right tackle that fits that offense, and they like Braxton Jones on the left side. So they were looking for a pure right.
17 is Peter Skoronski to the Titans. That's got to be scheme fit. 18, Nolan Smith to the Eagles at 30. Well, that's a bargain.
He was one of the people that were really high on Nolan Smith. The experts were kind of all over the place on him.
He had him at 14. 19 was Will Levis to the Titans at pick 33. He had him as his 20.
I'm not a Levis fan at all, but at that price, I think that's a good pick for them.
And they absolutely.
Up either, you know.
He has Kaylee Ringo to the Eagles as a bargain in the fourth round at 105. He had him as a 56 rated player. I'm not sold on Ringo at all.
No, me neither. I think he's very straight line-ish.
Yeah.
We may not be talking about him in 2 years.
In a deep cornerback draft, he just, you know, just didn't do it for me.
Yeah.
Brian Branch at 21. He had him as 28th ranked player. He went 45th overall. That's a pure bargain.
Yeah.
Same thing with Drew Sanders at 22. Had him as his 39th rated player. He went 67th to the Broncos. Same thing with Trenton Simpson. The inside linebackers fell in this draft for whatever reason.
Really?
Ravens got him at pick 386. He was his 37th rated player. This one's interesting because this team got ripped for taking this guy. Because they traded up to get him.
Mm-hmm.
Jair Brown at 24 went pick 387, and the 49ers traded up to do that. He had him ranked 75th in his ratings. Like, did they really need to trade up to go get Jair Brown?
Probably not. I thought they did the least with what they had. And I understand they didn't have a first and second round pick, but their draft for the cards they were dealt was my least favorite of all 32 teams.
Yeah, it wasn't. I don't know that they helped themselves a ton. No. Paris Johnson's at 25. That's pure scheme fit. I mean, they had a serious need at left tackle. Then we get to Darnell Washington at 26. How about that?
Three Steelers in the top 26.
Yeah. They got him at 393. He was Matt Miller's 30th rated player. I mean, you get the 30th rated. That's a first round grade, basically. Darnell Washington, and you got him at pick 393.
Like, clearly, Miller would not have given the Steelers a hard time at 32 if they took Washington.
Right.
Wow.
So, I don't know if Keanu Benton made this list. I'm just scrolling down here through some of this other. I mean, that's 3 of your top 4 picks. Oh, Corey Trice comes in at 37.
Yeah.
He's his 83rd rated player, and the Steelers got him at seventh round, 241st pick overall.
I mean, even if he's a medical reject, which he can't be because he'd had a great combine in his final season.
If he plays 4 years in a league as a seventh round pick.
Right.
Okay.
That is the 83rd best player in the draft.
Yeah.
Give or take. You know.
That's great value.
I mean, go look at the Steelers' seventh round picks the last decade. I mean, what kind of careers have they had? I mean, if you even make the team, it's a home run.
Right. And this is a guy who has talent. I'm looking. I don't know if any of the other Steelers made the list here in terms of scheme fit. Honestly, Keanu Benton should have, though, for scheme fit.
For scheme fit, right. I think he's an ideal guy for them. I'm scrolling and scrolling here, too. Maybe he shows up. I mean, there's going to be 100 names on this list. But,
yeah,
you know, your Tyson Alualu comp, certainly in terms of usage, style of play, all that adds up to me very, very well.
Yeah, I had a chance to talk to Keanu today.
Oh, did you?
And this is the first time I've, you know, I watched him at the Senior Bowl, obviously. Mm-hmm. Watched a lot of tape of him. I mean, he is Tyson Alualu.
Yeah.
And the body type, just the way he plays, he uses his hands, wrestles in the phone booth. And Tyson Alualu went 10th overall in his draft.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, obviously, it was a theme, too, of ascending prospects, young guys. Well, Benton's getting to be a better and better pass rusher. His combine, especially Senior Bowl, were better than expected. You know, like everything's exceeding expectations, the most recent stuff.
Yeah. So I think Steeler fans are going to really like that pick. So he didn't make the list, but the Steelers had, what, four in the top 50?
Yeah.
Kind of tells you.
Six and trust.
Yeah. Tells you what kind of, I think Price was Price was at 39. So four of the top 39 values or fits were with the Steelers. That's amazing. That's an amazing draft.
It really is. I mean, we've said this often, but if we did a mock the week before the draft that ended up exactly as the Steelers did with two little trades in there, I think we'd finish it up and be like, wow, this is really good. Probably unrealistic.
Probably not going to happen. Yeah,
Matt and Dale fudging things a little bit.
Yeah, we're really going to be able to get that fourth round pick back and be able to get Nick Herbig. Probably not.
That's too convenient. You already fall in their lap, and then
it's only going to cost us a fourth round pick to move up in the first round. Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's a fun segment, but we should probably flush that draft. It's too good.
Yeah. Matt, that's going to do it for the show today.
Happy Mother's Day to all this weekend.
Absolutely. Happy Mother's Day to all of our listeners out there who happen to be mothers. And if you're not a mother, make sure you tell your mother happy birthday or your wife or, your loved ones. If you missed any of our show today, you can download full episodes of all of our SNR podcasts, shows such as The Drive, In the Locker Room with Wolf and Starks, The Steelers Blitz with Wes and Moats, The Steelers Standard with Tom and Jacob, as well as many more. They're all available on the Steelers mobile app, the iHeartRadio app, and wherever you get your podcasts. For my partner, Matt Williamson, I am Dale Lally. We thank you for listening to this edition of The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.